Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem Abraham Goldhar, and today we're Mezekhas Nedarim, Daf Nun Gimel, the sixth parak, Hanodar Minim Avushal. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number one. The next Mishnah states, Hanodar Minim Tamarim Mutter B'Dvash Tamarim. One who vows from dates is permitted in date honey. Mitzizvanios Mutter B'Chomet Sizvanios. If he vows from winter grapes, which are grapes which do not ripen and are left on the vine through winter, usually to make vinegar, he's permitted in winter grape vinegar. The Ran notes that this is not comparable to the way of milk, which is forbidden with a nether for milk, because here the derivative is completely different than its original source, as opposed to the case of whey. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser says, Kol Shem told us so kruyula, v'noder hamenu, any derivative that bears the name of its source, and he vows from the source, asbi yotzi hamenu, he is forbidden in its derivative. Since date honey and winter grape vinegar bear the names of their sources, he forbids them. The Chamin permit the derivatives, and the Gemara asks that their opinion seems to be the same as the Tanakhamas. The Gemara explains that they hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who said that where both the source and derivative are normally eaten, such as the case of dates and their honey, one who vows from the source or from the derivative is forbidden in both. However, where the derivative is normally eaten but not the source, such as winter grapes and their vinegar, one who vows from the source is only forbidden in its derivative because his intent was for the edible product. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Hanodar min hayayin mutter b'yayin tapuchim. One who vows from wine is permitted in apple wine. Min hashemen mutter b'shemen shumshumin. If he vows from oil, he's permitted in sesame oil. After several more examples, the Mishnah presents the reason, shehu shem levay, because it's an appellative, meaning a specifying term is used to refer to the above items, and they are therefore not included in the unspecified term. A braisa teaches that this can depend on the location of the neder. One who vows from oil in Eretz Yisrael is permitted in sesame oil, but prohibited in olive oil, because they only used olive oil. But a neder in Bavel has the opposite halacha, because they only use sesame oil. The braisa concludes that in a locale which uses both types, the neder would prohibit both. The Gemara explains that the novelty of this ruling is for a locale in which most people use only one of the oils, so one would think we would follow the majority and then permit the other type. Thus, the Braisa teaches that it's prohibited because safak isur l'chumra, a doubt of isur, is treated stringently. And point number three, the above Braisa continues, Anodah min hayarek b'shar shnei shavua, if one vows from greens in other years of the Shemitah cycle, asa b'yarkos hagina umut b'yarkos asada. He is prohibited in garden greens, meaning cultivated greens, and permitted in field greens, meaning wild greens, because people usually use garden greens during those years. They are referred to as greens during that time. Ubishvis asbi yarkos asada umutbi yarkos agina. If he vowed during Shemitah when planting is forbidden, he's forbidden in wild greens and permitted in garden greens because the wild variety is what is normally eaten during that year. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel qualifies this, saying this is only where greens are not brought in from outside Eretz Yisrael, but where they are, both varieties are prohibited since both are used. The Gemara explains that this machlokas reflects a known machlokas between Tanaim if it's permitted to bring greens from outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael because of a possible concern of importing soil, which is Tameh. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah states, Anodim in a tamarim mutter b'dvash tamarim. One who vows from dates is permitted in date honey. Mitzizvanios mutter b'chomet sizvanios. If he vows from winter grapes, which are grapes which do not ripen and are left on the vine through winter, usually to make vinegar, he's permitted in winter grape vinegar. The Ran notes that this is not comparable to the way of milk, which is forbidden with a nether for milk, because here the derivative is completely different than its original source, as opposed to the case of whey. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser says, Kol Shem told us so kruyula, v'noder hamenu, any derivative that bears the name of its source, and he vows from the source, asbi yotzi hamenu, he is forbidden in its derivative. Since date honey and winter grape vinegar bear the names of their sources, he forbids them. The Chamin permit the derivatives, and the Gemara asks that their opinion seems to be the same as the Tanakhamas. The Gemara explains that they hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who said that where both the source and derivative are normally eaten, such as the case of dates and their honey, one who vows from the source or from the derivative is forbidden in both. However, where the derivative is normally eaten but not the source, such as winter grapes and their vinegar, one who vows from the source is only forbidden in its derivative because his intent was for the edible product. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Hanodar min hayayin mutter b'yayin tapuchim. One who vows from wine is permitted in apple wine. Min hashemen mutter b'shemen shumshumin. If he vows from oil, he's permitted in sesame oil. After several more examples, the Mishnah presents the reason, shehu shem levay, because it's an appellative, meaning a specifying term is used to refer to the above items, and they are therefore not included in the unspecified term. A braisa teaches that this can depend on the location of the neder. One who vows from oil in Eretz Yisrael is permitted in sesame oil, but prohibited in olive oil, because they only used olive oil. But a neder in Bavel has the opposite halacha, because they only use sesame oil. The Brisa concludes that in a locale which uses both types, the neder would prohibit both. The Gemara explains that the novelty of this ruling is for a locale in which most people use only one of the oils, so one would think we would follow the majority and then permit the other type. Thus, the Brisa teaches that it's prohibited because safek isur l'chumra, a doubt of isur, is treated stringently. And point number three, the above Brisa continues that no domina yark b'shar shnei shavua, if one vows from greens in other years of the Shemitah cycle, asa b'yarkos hagina umut b'yarkos asada, he is prohibited in garden greens, meaning cultivated greens, and permitted in field greens, meaning wild greens, because people usually use garden greens during those years. They are referred to as greens during that time. If he vowed during Shemitah when planting is forbidden, he's forbidden in wild greens and permitted in garden greens because the wild variety is what is normally eaten during that year. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel qualifies this, saying this is only where greens are not brought in from outside Eretz Yisrael, but where they are, both varieties are prohibited since both are used. The Gemara explains that this machlokas reflects a known machlokas between Tanaim if it's permitted to bring greens from outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael because of a possible concern of importing soil, which is Tameh. Alright, so now we go to our Simur Daf Nun Gimel, and our standard Simin is a Nigerian prince. A Nigerian prince, so here goes. The Nigerian prince visiting Israel, who didn't eat dates but enjoyed the derivative date honey, was surprised when he was brought olive oil, since in his home country they used sesame oil. And to learn, his tour guide refused the salad made from wild greens, since he had taken a netter from greens during Shemitah. Once again, in slow motion. The Nigerian prince, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince visiting Israel, who didn't eat dates but enjoyed their derivative, date honey, which reminds us we have a three-way machlokas, whether the derivatives from dates, referring to date honey, is prohibited in a neder, and whether the derivative from winter grapes, which is winter grape vinegar, is prohibited in a neder. So, the Nigerian prince visiting Israel, who didn't eat dates but enjoyed their derivative, date honey, was surprised when he was brought olive oil, since in his home country they used sesame oil, which reminds us the next mission states that one who vows from wine is permitted in apple wine, and if one vows from oil, he's permitted in sesame oil. After several more examples, the Mishnah presents the reason, Shehu Shem Levi, because it's an appellative, meaning a specifying term is used to refer to the above items, and they are therefore not included in the unspecified term. A Brisa teaches that this can depend on the location of the neder. One who vows from oil in Eretz Yisrael is permitted in sesame oil, but prohibited in olive oil, because they only used olive oil. But a neder in Bavel has the opposite halacha, because they only used sesame oil. So, the Nigerian prince visiting Israel, who didn't eat dates, but enjoyed the derivative, date honey, was surprised when he was brought olive oil, since in his home country they used sesame oil. And to learn, his tour guide refused the salad made from wild greens, since he had taken a netter from greens during Shemitah. Which reminds us, if one vows from greens in other years of the Shemitah cycle, asir b'yarkos haginu umut b'yarkos asada, he's prohibited in garden greens, meaning cultivated greens, and permitted in field greens, meaning wild greens. Because people usually use garden greens during those years, they are referred to as greens during that time. But if he vowed during Shemitah when planting is forbidden, he's forbidden in wild greens and permitted in garden greens because the wild variety is what is normally eaten during that year. So once again, the Nigerian prince visiting Israel, who didn't eat dates but enjoyed their derivative, date honey, was surprised when he was brought olive oil, since in his home country they used sesame oil. And to learn, his tour guide refused the salad made from wild greens, since he had taken a netter from greens during Shemitah. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.